Danielle's, A.G., Palmer, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 30th, 1902. Dear Brethren Danielle's and Palmer, I have just read a letter that came last night from Brother Salisbury of Melbourne, Australia, in regard to the work of the Echo Publishing Company. Brother Salisbury enclosed a letter that the Echo Company had received from Brother Reeser of South Africa, and a copy of the reply sent by the Echo Company. Brother Reeser's letter speaks of the effort being made by Brethren Danielle's and Palmer to break up the established order of things and to change the arrangements entered into between the Echo Company and the workers in South Africa. 4 or 5 days ago, I discovered in a writing desk an envelope addressed to me. Upon opening it, I found that it contained a printed copy of the correspondence that is passed between the Echo Company and Brethren Reeser, Palmer, and others. This is the first time I had seen this correspondence, and it was by chance that I found it when I did. The letters printed in this leaflet explain matters that I had not been able to understand. In the night season, transactions had passed before me that I did not fully comprehend. Suffice it to say that these are now made plain by the communications I have since read. Several weeks ago, I was instructed by the Lord that Brother Palmer was doing a work that God had not appointed him to do. This message I sent to the recent council held in Battle Creek. Brother Danielle's was not appointed of God to unite with Brother Palmer in doing such a work. These brethren have not been instructed by the Lord to leave upon the minds of the workers in South Africa the impression that the Echo Publishing Company was selfishly endeavoring to take unfair advantage of the South African brethren. Men must be very careful in regard to leaving upon the minds of their brethren the impression that the Lord's workers in a certain place are dealing unfairly and dishonestly. Such impressions mean a great deal. When some of our brethren accuse the brethren in charge of a publishing house, a reflection is cast upon the managers of the institution. For the past 15 years, Satan has been bringing in all that he could bring in to shake the confidence of our people in the brethren entrusted with important parts of the Lord's work. And he has been playing this game with marked success. Things have become so entangled that a great amount of painstaking, searching work will be required to set things in order. The evil leaven of criticism will be introduced in one place after another to create suspicion and to lead men to charge one another with deception and dishonesty, when in reality the criticisms and charges are based upon a perversion of facts. False representations are cruel. The Lord endorses no such work. I wish to say, my brethren, that in planning as you have with regard to the publishing work, you are placing yourselves where you have not been called to labor. The Lord has not appointed you to do any such work. Your effort to change the plans that have been made and to rearrange matters after your own plans is not in accordance with God's will. You do not improve matters by writing as you have written in regard to the publishing work. Your ideas are greatly perverted. The words written by Brother Palmer are inappropriate. These questions have not been left to his judgment, nor to Brother Danielle's judgment for final decision. The plans of the Echo Office in connection with its work were laid after prayerful consideration. The brethren in charge of the office adjusted their work accordingly and began to carry out the arrangements made. The Lord's blessing rested upon their efforts. When the Lord approves of certain plans, His word is yea and amen. He does not say yea and then say nay. He never begins to do some good work and immediately afterward to undo this work by ordering that something else be done that is the opposite of the first work he has begun. Until God gives the orders, let men, whether ministers, general canvassing agents, or conference presidents, keep to their line of work. God's word of counsel is, be sure your orders come from God and not from man's human judgment. God lives and reigns. I am instructed to say to Brethren Danielle's and Palmer, keep your hands off the ark. You have no appointment from God to do that which you have undertaken to do in connection with the publishing work.